Welcome to the Entrepreneur's Mindset with your boy Amlezi on Quad Arena Radio. Today I'm going to be talking about what it takes to be successful. They say, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. Because we are the company we keep. If you really want to be successful, you need to control your surrounding. The people around you. The people that advise you. I'll start with a simple example. In winter, trees shed off leaves so that they can survive the winter. The changes in weather and daylight trigger a hormone that releases a chemical message to each leaf that it is time to prepare for winter, thus adapting to a new situation. So if you have friends, the friends should be people that challenge you to be a better person. So if you really want to be an entrepreneur, you should hang around people with the entrepreneur's mindset. People will raise your aspirations high. And you also have to train your mind to be one and picture yourself successful. So now I think we are at a point where I can now define what is an entrepreneurial mindset. For me, I think it's just a certain way of thinking. Okay, it's a way in which you approach challenges and mistakes. And I think it's also a way in which you improve your skill and keep on trying and trying over and over again until you succeed. Then someone will come and say, why is it important? It is important because the entrepreneur's mindset is what you need to propel yourself forward. You know? Because this kind of mindset can dim or get you entrenched in daily grind as an entrepreneur. You know? So, by making an effort to embody this mindset, you position yourself to meet daily challenges and experience your growth. This is what makes you an entrepreneur. When you have a vision, you have to keep on revisiting your vision on a daily basis, because the moment you stop, the vision dies. That's why many black entrepreneurs are not successful. Because of the company they keep. You know? Because being an entrepreneur involves a steadfast commitment to every narrow vision you have. This drive allows most entrepreneurs to carry out the necessary steps to accomplish the vision. You know? But the daily demands can get you carried away, you know? You don't have to be carried away. You have to maintain that mindset while you're creating space where your vision really, really resides. So this leaves rooms for frustrations, doubt, which can lead to stagnation of OS, you know? So that is why it is so important to make an effort to set aside a specific time every single day to focus upon your vision and to focus on your goals. And also to bring your vision to the forefront. But what you don't need is to set aside hours to remind yourself of why you are doing what you're doing. Because even 10 minutes can be enough to create the energy needed to refocus on your efforts and propel you to work a little harder day after day, month after month, year after year. This is key because it actually makes every commitment concrete. So, like I've been saying in the beginning of the podcast, the people around you should be people that keep on motivating you, people that challenge you to be a better person. People that takes out the fear of failing. People that keep on motivating you to keep on going for that goal. That's the entrepreneurial mindset that is lacking among most black people. That's why you find out that most black people, they don't have growth. They've been in the same business for years. You find out that his father was running a spaza shop and selling quarters, and he inherits the business and still does the same because he said, it works, my father used it. You need to have the mindset of growth if you are an entrepreneur. So catch your boy Hamlezi on the Entrepreneur's Mindset podcast series. So today our topic, it was what it takes to be an entrepreneur. So follow us on Twitter, Instagram. You can find this podcast on Spotify, iTunes. So that's bye for now. See you in the next episode.